Cajun, all right, the Cajun, well, it comes from Acadia, Cajun. The Acadians came in here after the French and Indian War. They were transported by the English, and many of them made their way down here. They didn't settle in New Orleans. They settled out in the Bayou country west of New Orleans. They became fishermen, fisher folk, or very small farmers. They were people cut off for a long time by the crisscross of waterways and so on, almost the maze of waterways, the bayous and so on. Remember, it's only in our times that you get modern roads in Louisiana with Huey Long and so on when he starts building roads. You had roads, but they were primitive, and even in his time they were primitive, but at least you had shell roads once he came. He did build roads, and it's only at that time that the Cajun culture comes in contact with New Orleans and city people, urban people, and so on. Up until that time, they were an extremely rural people, living on very small farms or fishing and so on in the bayous, cut off by all these natural barriers of water. Into our time, they were, I've heard ever so many horror tales, and it's undoubtedly true that they were forced by their school moms and what have you to speak English. They were punished when they spoke French.
I bet too.
And they began to abandon their language. The children, well, I mean, if you punish a child enough, he'll learn not to do something like that. He'll speak English in front of you. And it was, they were treated in a very derogatory way. They were looked down upon. Often they were ignorant people. I mean, they were small farmers. They had no chance for education. They were poor. They built their own cabins. They subsisted on very little. And until the 40s, you could still find plenty of them that rode to town in a buggy along the Bayou Road, that still wore the bonnets. They were almost as common as, say, Mennonites or one of those peculiar German sects that you might find in Pennsylvania or someplace like that. As archaic looking in their clothing, they spoke with a thick accent, if they spoke English at all. You can still find a few in Orleans or in Jefferson Parish who still have those accents. They're usually older people, very low level of education generally among them. They were a rural people, and so unless you were a hunter or something, you had occasion or a fisherman to go into their area, you'd have very little reason to meet them in New Orleans or to fraternize with them. I've known some, I mean, where I hunt or where I fish and that sort of thing. You can usually detect a slight trace of French accent in them. They were quite different than the Creole was basically an urban phenomenon.
Was there, in the case of the Creole French, there was not an effort made to force the children to speak English?
No, I think if anything, well, I can't say in every case, of course, I'm just generalizing here. Obviously, there may have been cases where some Anglo-Saxon school mom down the Ninth Ward tried to make these kids speak English. But in general, I think there was a certain pride among the Creoles of them, and we're going to speak French. Now, it evaporated as they realized that the language that was going to win finally was obviously English, and they better adjust to the Anglo-Saxons' ways. One thing I would note about the Cajuns, there has been a resurgence of pride among these people, but often it's an exploited sort of thing.